Okay, the learning we do this month is sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Miriam Bas Yitzchak. So we learn Le'ilui Nishmas. The sugya that we started already before Pesach and now are picking up on is Habab Machteres. The goal, I said in the text yesterday, is to try to be all tied up on Ayin Bey's finish, close it by Thursday, Sunday, so that we could start Ayin Gimel Sunday, Monday. It could sit on Ayin Bey's a little longer, and we could sit on Ayin Gimel and Ayin Dalet for a very long time, but we're going to try to keep a pace. So I think we said 3 weeks. In 3 weeks' time, we want to be finished with the parak. So that's the goal, Bli Neder, Imir Hashem, and then we'll have a Bechina. But for the time being, to get over the hump of Ayin Bey's and get to Ayin Gimel for next week, that would be great. I'll try to say a little bit of Bli Neder, a little bit of an overall Mahalach on Habab Machteres now, B'siyat Ishmael, which we'll touch on Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, and then a few Ha'aros, if we get to them. And then maybe tomorrow I'll try to talk about the Balam or Ramban a little bit, if there's what to say. And then we'll move on and Gimel after that. So the Mishnah tells us, Habab Machteres Nidon Ashim Sofa. The Mishnah then continues, this is going to be the Balam or in the Ramban. Habab Machteres V'shibres Achavisim Yishol Dam Chai V'mel Dam Pater the Din of Kim L'Rab Minei. But in terms of the Reisha, the Mishnah begins with Habab Machteres Nidon Al Shem Sofa. So the Ran in Chidushim here says that the obvious connection why our Mishnah just mentions Habab Machteres right now is because Habab Machteres is also Nidon Al Shem Sofa. We just spoke about the Ben Sori Mora, who was Nidon Al Shem Sofa. So the same way that the Tana was talking about Ben Sori Mora, who's Nidon Al Shem Sofa, now Habab Machteres is also Nidon Al Shem Sofa. That's, I think, Pashit. And that's what the Ran says. But that's a good connection, but the whole thing is Sarach Bir. It doesn't really reach straight. Why does the Mishnah refer to Habab Machteres as Nidon Hashem Sofa? Meaning a Rodef, who's a Rodef La'aragas HaNefesh, someone who's on the attack and he's going to kill a Nirdaf, a victim. So we say that he's to be killed. We're going to learn on Ayin Gimel Aleph, Matzilan Oso B'Nafsha. We can kill the Rodef, and that way we'll end up saving the Nirdaf. So Habab Machteres, it's a specific case, but it's also a Rodef. We see three times, four times in the Gemara, it's going to be referred to as a Rodef. So he's not Nidan Al Shem Sofo, he's Nidan Al Shem Behoveh. Right now, he's chasing and he is the threatening death to the victim. So he's not Nidan Al Shem Sofo, he's a Rodef. A Rodef is Nidan Al Heosa Rodef. That's his din. So, Tzarechin, why the Mishnah even refers to it as Nidan Al Shem Sofo by Bab Machteres. L'chora, Rashi was bothered by this. If you look in Rashi here on the Mishnah, Nidan Hashem Sofo, Rashi says, Nidan Hashem Sofo, Dehalo Katal, Umiktal, Mishum de Sofo Laharog Balabayas, Kishyamu Knegd Lahasamamono. He's referencing the Chazaka that we're going to talk about, Chazaka of Rava, in the Gemara. But basically, what Rashi seems to be bavorning is this question: what do you mean he's Nidan Hashem Sofo? He's Nidan Hashem right now. He's a Rodev. Answers Rashi, no. He didn't kill, which is really also true about the Rodev. He didn't kill yet. But he's in the act of killing the Rodef. He has the knife raised. He's running after him like a crazy person. He is in the midst of killing the victim. Here, he didn't kill yet. He's really being killed because Sofo La Rog Balabayis Kishiyamo Kneg Lahatsamono. Meaning there's two steps removed. In the case of regular Rodef, the guy is going to kill. In the case of Habab Machteres, he is going to kill, meaning he will eventually kill. Not that he's on his way to killing. So in the case of Rodef, he's heading towards killing. In the case of Bab Machteres, he's heading towards stealing, which will lead to killing. It's two steps removed. So it's Al Shem Sofo, in terms of being more removed from the Maisa, he's not literally involved in Ritzicha, but he's going to be involved in Ritzicha. So the Asid, we kill him already now in the present. That's why the Mishnah says Nidan Al Shem Sofo. But the Rashi's still a little bit Sarach Bir. Actually, we'll leave that. That's the Pshan Rashi. Rashi's trying to tell us he's bavorning our Kasha. Our Kasha is, why are you calling this Nidan Hashem Sofo? The answer Rashi's telling us in very few words, but he's telling us that there's a major difference in terms of steps removed from the Ritzicha. The Rodef is a Rotzeach. The Rodef is a Rotzeach. He didn't kill yet, but he is a Rotzeach. He's in the process of Ritzicha. You can't say the Bab Machteres is in the process of Ritzicha. You could say that the process of chasira and the process of geneva, which he's engaged in right now, will lead to an eventual ritzicha, so much so that there's a chazaka al pi halacha where bevadai that he's going to kill. You can say all of that, and you could say that with a straight face, but he's not involved in ritzicha currently. So Rashi says he's nidon al shem sofo, meaning asid, he's going to be ba laharog, when it comes to be, that, focus on the word when it comes to be, that the Baal HaBayis stands up for himself and protects his money. Yeah. So with that Rashi in mind, this just like sort of starts to break open the sugya. That Rashi in mind, so you start to wonder, so is a Bamachteres a rodef or not a rodef? Meaning how much is the Bamachteres really considered a rodef or not considered a rodef? And what you start to see from Rashi, is the yesod upon which I think the entire sugya really hinges, which is that the Bama Machteres is not really a stam rodef. He's not a regular case of rodef. There's something unique, something different about the Bama Machteres. Yeah, kama v'kana dinim are overlapped. There's so many similarities. They're even doma b'yesodam, meaning there's the enlo damim, and there's the aspect of hatzalas hanirdaf. There's the pikuach nefesh aspect on Amud Beis, at least in Rashi. There's so much in common in terms of the yesod and in terms of the halacha, but the Bama Machteres is not actually, technically speaking, a real rodef, and you see that very fundamentally in this Rashi. The rodef is nidon Hashem heyoso rodef. Right now, he's rodef laharog. The Bama Machteres is not rodef laharog. He's rodef to steal, which is going to lead to Arigo, which is why we're able to come in advance, but that's a nidon Hashem sofo. That's chronologically separate. It's two steps removed. He's not mamish a rodef, and that's Mavur and Rashi. Rashi on the Dibur Maskel Chazaka, when the Gemara is going to talk about the Chazaka of Rava, Rashi says, Umalamadcha me'achash u'balaharga hashkemata laharga. Meaning, we don't bring the makar of, I don't know, whatever, Ein Moshiyallah and Ein Gimel Maralef, that there's a din that you kill the rodef. It's a separate din. You kill a rodef because there's a heter to kill, we'll talk about this soon, a mitzvah to kill a rodef. You kill a ba'machteres because there's a, whatever, there's a kasuv of another source of habalahargacha hashkem laharga. The truth is, you get this in the Rambam also. The Rambam brings the dinim of rodef in Hilchos Ritzeach Perek Aleph. Well, the dinim that we're going to learn Ayin Gimel, he brings in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Ritzeach. Also, the dinim we saw in Nen Zayin, in terms of Nitin La Tzilbech Mevar, of those dinim. Rodef is found in Ritzeach Perek Aleph. The dinim of Habam Machteres is not found in Hilchos Ritzeach. It's found in Hilchos Geneva. So, what it means that he put it there, Bli Neder, we'll come back to. But what it certainly means is it's not in Hilchos Ritzeach, the rodef. It's not that there's two types of rodef in Hilchos Ritzeach. There's the regular rodef laharog, and then there's the rodef who's being gonave and will lead to hariga. No. There's one din of rodef, that's in Hilchos Ritzeach. There's another din entirely, according to the Rambam, in Hilchos Geneva of Habab Machteres. It's a parsha of Geneva, which is going to lead to Ritzicha. True, there's a chazaka that it's going to lead to Ritzicha, but that's Al Shem Sofo. That's something that's in the far off, relatively far off future, and therefore it's not the same din of rodef. The truth is, if you look in the Rambam's Lashon, you'll find a diuk that really, it's not, we were started with Rashi, now we're talking the Rambam. Rashi doesn't have this diuk, but the Rambam has a very, very, I think, very strong diuk, I think. If you have the Rambam open, it's in Hilchos Geneva, Halacha Beis, I just didn't write down which Halacha was. Umifnei Mahitiri, see it?
Tess, okay.
So the Rambam says in Tess, Umipnei Mahitira Dora. No. Sorry, Tess, yeah. Umipnei Mahitira Torah, Damo Shel Ganav. Why is it that the Torah says that you, we're just going to say things loosely for now. Why is it the Torah says that you kill the Ganav who's above Mount Taras? Afal Pisha Baal Iskei Mammon. Really, he came to steal. You don't usually kill robbers, right? No, it's Lefi Shechez Kaso, Shem Amad Baal HaBayis Bifanav Umina'o. If the Baal HaBayis should stand up and try to prevent him, try to stand up for his Mammonis, so yeah, again. V'nimsa Zeh, meaning the Ganav is going to kill the Baal HaBayis. V'nimsa Zeh HaNechnos LeBeis Chaver Ligno Kirodef Acha Chaver, so he's like a Rodef, Lahargo. Ulefigach Yeharig Bein Shehaya Gadol Bein Shehaya Katan Bein Zachar Bein Nekeva. What's so fascinating? Anyone notice the diak in the Rambam here before I even said it? Umimnei Mahitira Torah Dama Shel Ganav Afal Pisha Baal Eskei Mamun. Now we'll say like Rashi. Afal Pisha Baal Eskei Mamun. There's a chazaka that the guy's going to stand up for his money, right? So Afal Pisha Baal Eskei Mamun Lefi Shechez Kaso Sheyamod balabayis al-mamo, bifanov, and he's going to be moneah him, and then he's going to be horing him, right? But that's not what the Rambam says. What does he say? Shebal al-bi shebal iske mamon l'fishe cheskaso she'im amad balabayis. If the balabayis should stand up to defend himself, what will the ganav obviously respond with? He's going to pull out his gun and he's going to shoot him. But the Rambam doesn't assume, until now we assume that, I think Rashi says it's mafurish, until now we assume the chazaka is that, and this is what the Gemara sounds like, the chazaka is ein adam mamin atma mamono. The chazaka is that bivada'as al pi halacha, we know for sure that every balabas, every person who owns the property in his house, is going to stand up and fight back against the ganav. And because that's a chazaka, the ganav knows that coming in, so he's premeditated, he's calculated, he knows he's going to have to fight and use his weapons, so he has calculated in advance that he's coming to steal by way of murder. The chazaka is that the balabas is going to stand up and defend, and then it follows that the chazaka is bivada'as, he's going to kill him.
Why is that not also part of the chazaka?
Why is not what also part of the chazaka?
That the gan is going to
defend. It is. That's not what's unique about the Rambam. It is. It's all part of the chazaka. The chazaka for Rashi is the balabas is definitely going to stand up. Therefore, the ganav is definitely going to kill him. The chazaka is that the ganav is going to end up killing him. Absolutely. The Rambam gets there too. But the Rambam gets there in a funny way. The chazaka is that if the balabas will defend himself, vadai, the ganav will respond by killing him. But what he inserts into here is a suffix. The suffix in the chazaka is that the chazaka isn't that there's going to be a death that happens. The chazaka is that should the balabas be so brazen as to stand up and fight for his life, not just say, take the money, don't hurt my family, if he would stand up, then avada, the guy's going to kill him. Now, that is also premeditated. That's also calculated. So the ganav knows, if he stands up to me, I'm going to kill him. So he comes and prepared to kill. But it's not the pshat that vada misa is going to happen here. It's not the pshat that there's vada going to be a ritzicha. So the Rambam takes it again. It's not Rashi, but the Rambam takes it even farther away. The pshat isn't that it's a vada going to result in hariga, in a murder. The pshat is that he will vada murder if it comes to that. And therefore, he's a ritzaya. He's a rodef already. The Rambam, again, is taking it farther away. It's not a classic case of Rodef. It's not that the guy is chasing Mamish. It's clear he has his knife raised. We know he's going in the process of killing. He's not in the process of killing at all. We already said that in Rashi. And what's more, Rambam tells us he's not in the process of killing. And you could imagine a case of a Bab Machteres, which doesn't result in a death. You could. If the Balabais is smart and stays in bed and says, just don't hurt my family, then there won't be a death. He's not coming to kill. A little Meduyik also, that the Rambam says, She'im Amad Balabais Bifanav, Umna'o, so then Yahar Ganu, he's going to kill him. V'nimtza, what comes out is Zeha Nichnas Lebeis Chaver or Lignov, he's Ki Rodev Achar Chaver or Lahargo. It's not the Pshat that he's a Rodev. The Pshat is that we shots him up, Ki Rodev, he's similar to a Rodev. We're going to give him some of the dinam of the Rodev, we'll talk about that soon, but he's not Mamish a Rodev, it's a different parsha entirely. Again, Hilchos Geneva versus Hilchos Rotzeach. Yeah, so yesterday I saw, where did I see this? I believe in the Derech Yam, that he's mitzayin the sefer Afika Yam in Chelik Beis Simon Mem. That whole simon is interesting. The second half happens to be mostly about what we're talking about. The whole simon is about Rodef in general. So here he said basically the same idea in the Rambam that Bab Machteres is not a Rodef. It has dinim of a Rodef. He noted, you know, another classic point, very very important point, which is that Tosas on in Gimel and Aleph are going to ask that the Gemara is going to give us a drasha that Rotzeach is nitin latzil benafsho, or Rodef is nitin latzil benafsho. So the Taisis are going to ask, why do you need a mucker? The Gemara tells us on Ayin Beis Mabez that huka v'meis, so v'huka v'darshan kol echad yachal l'hamiso, I think. That anyone's allowed to kill the Bab Machteres. So why not just use the pasuk from Bab Machteres to teach you that by Rodef anyone can kill the Rodef? Isn't that so mistaber? So Tosas give an answer that Yesh Lomar, the Hasam Rishus, by Bab Machteres, the Rishus, by Rodef, it's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah. You see this in the Rambam also. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Vilchos Rotzeach, says there's a mitzvah to kill the Rodef. By Bab Machteres, in Hilchos Geneva, he says there's a Rishus to kill the Rodef. So all you would know from Bab Machteres is that there's a Rishus to kill the Bab Machteres. If you translate over to Rodef, it would mean there's a Rishus to kill the Rodef. You wouldn't know there's a mitzvah, a chiyuv, to kill the Rodef. So you needed your own Gzeres HaKasa. Now there's two ways to learn the Maskana and Tosas. One is that once we see by Rodef, Willie's doing this, which means speed it up. No. It follows. Once we see it by, right, once you see it by Rodef, you learn it back to Bab Machteres. So once you see it by Rodef, that there's a mitzvah to kill, so then also by Malteris, which is another case of Rodef, you have a mitzvah to kill him. which could be some Rishonim held that way. The Rambam definitely didn't hold that way, because the Rambam says Rishus still by Bama Achteres Lamaskana. So what you see from Tosfos and what you see from the Rambam is that there's two separate sugyas here. There's a chiv and a mitzvah to kill a rodef. I believe the Rambam has, I just don't remember, it's he has losam al hamrecha, losichu kofer, right? How many? He has, I'm sorry? The katzos kapos is three. He has one mitzvah and two isurim. How does it go? Can you remember? In Rotsayach. He has a few mitzvahs. He's mevatel. Where's that Rambam? He's mevatel mitzvahs essay. Anyone know? Okay, we'll look after. But lo sachas einecha, right? There's a lo se lo sachas einecha. There's a mitzvahs essay of the katzas kappa, and there's also a lo se lo sam damrecha. There's multiple mitzvahs that you violate if you don't. That you're mavatal if you don't, that you're mavatal and you're over if you don't kill the rodef and save the nirdaf. So that's all not true by Baba Machtaris, according to the Rambam. And that's one pshat in Tosfos 9 Gimel, is that Lemaskano also, there's a difference between rodef and the Baba Machtaris, that there's no mitzvah by the Baba Machtaris. So this, all of that Afikayam also says, he spells all of that out. And then he adds, this is just an interesting addition, it's good. He says, V'nir de bezeyya kasev meduyek ma'od. The pasuk itself is very good. It's very glad in the Ein Lo Damim pasuk. De my time anichta v'lashon di'eved. Why does the pasuk by Bama Achera say, V'hukav ames, Ein Lo Damim? Why doesn't it say, V'harago v'ein lo damim? V'harago v'ames, v'ein lo damim? Or v'hemes oso v'ames, v'ein lo damim? Why does it say, V'hukav ames? That he gets hit and he dies. Ein Lo Damim, there's a p'tur. No, because the chiyuva lake, lahargo, there's no mitzvah of vehimiso or viratzach oso ve'in lo damim. There's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv. The ain zer rodev mamish. Rak the ain lo damim v'rishus lahargo. You're allowed. If it happens, it happens. That's all the pasuk's trying to convey, because it's totally different than a rodev. A rodev mamish, there's a mitzvah. But machteris, if it happens, it happens. There's a rishus to do it, but there's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv to do so. So if we pause right here, what we've already pointed to is a major, major chiluk between, we pointed to some fundamental chilukim, meaning just in terms of defining what a rodef is versus defining what a bab machteris is. A rodef is mamish in the process of killing, a bab machteris in the process of stealing. It will lead to killing, or, as the Rambam phrases it, it might lead to killing. It's not even a vadai that it's going to lead to killing, but it's enough that it's premeditated murder if he would do so. Additionally, there's a very, very fundamental halachic difference, which is that there's a mitzvah in the Shitas Rambam, there's a mitzvah laharog the rodef. There's no mitzvah laharog bab machteres, but there's shum din, there's some rishus that you're allowed to go ahead, you have license to kill the bab machteres. So for rodef, we're going to have limudim. Ein gimel malaf, we're going to have ein moshila, there's a hekesh. We're going to find sources for where this nitin latzil benafsho comes from, that you're able to kill the guy. What's driving the rishus to kill bab machteres? Where does that come from, that you're allowed to rishus laharog the bab machteres? So I'll give you a Maor Malkum that's wild. Maybe you've seen it. It's wild, and then you're not going to see a mahalach yet. But we'll hopefully Blei Nedar comes back to it and start to see how maybe some of these things come together. I'll just make one more point first. We're not talking about this now, but the Baal HaMor and the Ramban. So remember how the Baal HaMor starts his thesis over there? He starts by asking Kashi. He's matmiya on the Rif. Why the Rif leave out Bab Machteres entirely? Okay, then he gives his mahalach, right? The Ramban, when he defends the Rif, he says Be'em is not such a. He says I can't really catch the Baal HaMor here because Rashi said like him, right? But he says, Be'emes is not such a kasha about why the Rif left it out. Why not? Because the Rif quotes the Sugya of Rodef. The Ramban says, the Rif does quote the Sugya of Rodef, so he doesn't need to quote Bam Machteres, because I knew half. It's the case of Yerchayev Misa, and then Kimli Rami applies, doesn't apply, whatever, but it's all the same Sugya. But apparently the Baal HaMor didn't think that was true. Apparently the Baal HaMor thought these are two separate Sugyas, Bam Machteres and Rodef. So the fact that you don't get away, you don't cover Bam Machteres by quoting Rodef. Okay. Here's the wild Maor Malkum. If you look in the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mrs. S.A. Reish Lamites, and this is Lamates, Reish Lamates in the Rambam. You should look at it. So this is where he quotes the din of Habab Machteres. Now, before you even read the Rambam, it's strange. It's not strange anymore now that we know this, but it would have been strange because it's not with the mitzvah of Rodef. Right? It's not with the mitzvahs of Resicha. It's not in the same place. It's in a different mitzvah entirely. And here's what the mitzvah is termed as according to the Rambam. This is so fascinating. Mitzvah Reish Lamates. He hatorah shehorenu, the law which was taught us, bidin haganav, about how to deal with a ganav, shenikno soso tashlumi kefel, that when he steals, when he's ganav, he gets knast with double payment, o tashlumi arba chamisha, or in the case of stealing cattle, so four or five, depending on what type of animal he steals. So the din of a ganav is that we cancel him kefel or tashlumi dal behei. O nahar geyu in bab machteres, or we should kill him if he's a bab machteres type of ganav. O nimkareyu, or he'll be sold if he v'nimkar begnevaso, if he's not able to pay back the tashlumin. Uvechla kol mishpatei ganav kamoshes bar bekasev. So this is unbelievable. No, the Rambam quotes that the din of bab machteres. First of all, it's not with Rodef. Fine, that's already pashat us. We already figured out that's obvious to us. It's in Hilchos Geneva also in the Yad. It's not such a chiddush. But the way he describes the mitzvah is not that there's some separate din of killing a bav machteres. The pshat is that it's midine Geneva, michiyuve Geneva. Sometimes a ganav is chayiv kefal. Sometimes a ganav is chayiv dal bay. Sometimes a ganav is chayiv misa. One of the cases where he's chayiv misa, the case where he's chayiv misa is a bav machteres. Unbelievable. So the pshat, it seems like in the Rambam, the pshat and the din of reshus lahargo, of this license, the heter, to kill the bab machteres, is the fact that the bab machteres is nischayiv misa al gnevaso. It's a din in Geneva. The same way tashlumi kefal and dal behei are dinim in Geneva, so too his misa of the bab machteres is also a din in Geneva. It's not pshat that it's bikuach nefesh. It's not pshat that it's hatzalas hanirdav. The pshat is that he's not a stam rodev. It's not pshat of hatzalas hanirdav. The pshat is that you kill the bab machteres because that's his din as a ganav. A bab machteres gets misa. That's his onesh. Bignevaso b'machteres. Everyone following so far? So the fee that's, and then the following is mamish glat on Sanhedrin Beis on Beis here. So the Gemara has a havamina. The Gemara has a havamina here that bab machteres b'shabbos shouldn't be killed, right? Tanur Rabbanan, damim ahavmina, meaning there's a, you need a gzeres kasha for it. Tanur Rabbanan, damim lo, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. So this we just figured out this morning. Ein lo damim, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. So the Gemara then explains what you mean by b'shabbos, not b'shabbos. So the Gemara says, bishlama ein lo damim, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos, istrich. Why do you have a havamina that you can't kill him on Shabbos? No, sal k'day d'chamina, mid d'havi aharuge beisin, de b'shabbos lo katlinan, kamash mo de katlinan. So it's true, we're going to see, anayin gimel b'linad der mitzvah Hashem, we're going to see that in the context of Rodef, if you also have this cler, does it have a status of a chi of misa? Kim le d'rabminei, the Gemara is going to have a ein onshin min adin by Rodef, so you can cler whether the shmeks of haruge beisin. But it's not mamish a misa's beisin, that the isser of Shabbos, of not being horig, Rashi explains there's an isser to enact a misa's beis on Shabbos, that's what we're referring to here, is here by bav machteres. It's mamish and onesh. It's hatzal zanirdaf. What are you talking about? So it is very glad lefi what we just saw in the Rambam. No, the pshat in habav machteres is not like rodef that there's a hatzal zanirdaf a pikuach nefesh that has to be had. The pshat, the driving force behind the reshus lahargo, is the fact that you have to be manish him, or that you're allowed to be manish him, that the din is, Mr. Reish Lamentes, that the ganav has a chiyuv of misa in a case of bab machteres. So it's onshin. How could you do it on Shabbos? Yeah, because the pasuk says, ain lo damim. Ain lo damim, whether it's Shabbos or whether it's chol.
What does it mean, an optional onshin?
So that mistama is a good question, but that mistama is because, I don't know the answer, but mistama, it's because Beistin is chayiv to enact onshin. I don't know, it's hard to imagine that everyone's chayiv to enact onshin. It's only like a half an answer, obviously, because then how do you say it's midine? How is it similar to kefal and dal v'hei? And I don't know the answer to that, but I don't know, it's like a reshus for everyone to take it was handed down, there's a reshus. The onish is that everyone's allowed to kill you. I'm not sure how to say it, but it's either way not a classic onish, because it's they call Adam. just so you know, the drasha here. So I didn't understand this till this morning. I think now I understand it. The drasha was damim lo and ein lo damim. So what's the drasha? It's not damim mikol makom. Rashi says what? Damim is plural, right? Ein lo damim lashon rabim. Dechsev gabe inish da'ama lahachi asa lomar lecha ein lo damim lo b'chol v'lo b'shabes v'argeyu. So damim is plural, meaning there's multiple times that ein lo damim. Chol and Shabbos. Oh, damim means blood. It's so strange. So we only noticed, I only noticed now for the first time, but in other places in the Torah, probably not going to reference it today, but it comes by the Gol Adam. So by the Gol Adam, the Rotzeach B'Shogeg is referred to as Ein Lo Dam, meaning same point, meaning there's a heter, his blood is, there's no accounting for his blood, meaning you're not chayev for killing him. He's a Gavra Katela. So the way the Pasuk describes that, it says, Ein Lo Dam. He has no blood. Our Pasuk says, Ein Lo Damim. So apparently you could have expressed the same halacha by saying, Ein Lo Dam. The guy in there has no blood. You don't need to say it in plural. The Torah went out of its way to say in plural. That's what the Gemara sees a drasha, Damim, in multiple cases, both on Shabbos and both on Chol during the week. Oh. So that's that Havamina. Now you understand a little bit. It's mamish, an onish, not based in, but it's an onish. So you think you can't enact an onish on Shabbos. So Bab Machteres is just a classic case. Reish Lama Tess in the Rambam. Comes to the Gemara and says that the drasha, shum drasha, that you're able to do so. Doesn't fit in Rashi. Rashi says the maskana sa Gemara is mishum pikuach nefesh deheich, right? The maskana is that since there's a pikuach nefesh, okay. So maybe just to add a little bit of Havana here, and then it could be that this Havana will lead us to have a fuller pshat, not going to be a Dabar Shatlim, but at least a fuller pshat, relatively. Rav Velvel has a long shtickle Torah. I think it's Kedai to see now. Meaning, I think it's Kedai if you get to the priority should be finishing the Gemara that we spoke about, but if you have time between now and Sunday, even including Sunday, I think it is Kedai to see this Rav Velvel now. I don't see any reason not to. It's really about Rodev, and it's really about the Dinan Nun Zayin of Rabbanan Ben Shol of Yahuwah Afilo Be'ach Me'varav. But the Yisod is Shaykh to the Sugya of Rodev in general. It's Kedai to see it at some point. So why not now? So in this context, he's dealing with the Rambam's Din that Nitin La'atzilo Be'ach Me'varav, Rabbanan Ben Shol, and Nun Zayin and Sanhedrin. So the Rambam Haskins of Fani Shita, the Gemara says, B'shem Rabbi Yonasan Ben Shol, that such a person, if they need to latil be'achem mevarav, and he chooses to, instead, lo tarach v'harag, he wasn't careful and he killed the rodev, even though he could have just shot his leg or something, or tripped him up. So the Gemara says, nerag, which sounds like it means he's killed. The Rambam Haskins, yeah, he's chayv misa, but the basin doesn't actually kill him. Basin doesn't actually kill him. It's a difference between Bnei Noach and Jews, but the Jew, the basin doesn't actually kill him. So Rav Velvel is working on what's the pshat in the Rambam. How do you have a middle ground? Meaning either it's all or nothing. Either you kill the guy or you didn't kill the guy. There's no half killing, right? There's no half killing someone. So if you killed him, you should be chayiv. If you didn't kill him, you should be pater. How could you have a case of where you killed him, but you're not chayiv? You're only, it's aser, but you're not chayiv. What are you talking about? Pater aval aser by Misa. So he quotes Rav Shlomo Eger who worked on this. And he knocks that, tears that apart with a bunch of kashas, and then he gives his own mahalach, which is amazing, in Gol Adam and in Rodef, and specifically Nitin Latzila Be'echa Mevar. The crux of it that we need for right now is the yisod that he develops. If you were looking inside, it would be on page Samech Tes, on the bottom left. What the Velvel basically develops is as follows, that there are two dinim when it comes to Rodef. There's a din in the Gavra, the Rodef himself is a Gavra Ketela, meaning the Rodef himself is Begufo. There's a Chalos Shem, you know, mace in his guf itself. He has a status of being dead. He's a Gavra Ketela. It's mamish a status that he has in his guf. It's Chalos Shem. Nafgamina is twofold or multiple pieces, but twofold that matter to us. First of all, if you kill him, you're pater. Because Ein Lo Damim, he doesn't exist anywhere. His life is worthless, is meaningless, because he's a Gavra Ketela, much like someone who's Yotzei Leharig is a Gavra Ketela, so too this person is a Gavra Ketela. Additionally, if you were a Chovel, though, if you would cause damages to him, you'd also be Pater. So the guy is Mamash a Gavra Ketela. That's one din that exists by a Rodef. Where do we know that din from? So Rav Elbel tells us that we know that din from the pasuk in Habavah Machteres. Now this is where you just have to hold cup a little bit. The pasuk by Habavah Machteres tells us that in the case, in the general parsha of Redifa, in the general parsha of someone who's coming to kill, he's not taking a stand on what we were talking about before, whether Habavah Machteres is the same as Rodev or not. But such a person who is mafkir themselves to a deadly battle, so ain lo damim. There's no accountability for killing him. He's a gavra ketela. It's a status in the person himself. Separately and distinctly, says Rav Elbel, now this is the important part, they're not tali havaha. Separately and distinctly, there is also a mitzvah that nitan latzila benasho, that a rodef you have to kill in order to save the person. I'm going to paraphrase here because I'm specifically not quoting something Rav Elbel says, but we see a source for that in the Gemara on Ayin Gimel. The Gemara says, "Ein Moshi Allah Hekish between Nara Marasa and Rodef Lahargo." That there's a din that you have to kill the Rodef. But what Rav Elbel's chiddush here is, and it's unlike Rav Shlomo Eger, Rav Elbel's chiddush here is that I would have thought like this. I would have thought once you tell me that there's a mitzvah to kill Rodef, Memela Ein Lo Damim. Memela is a Gavrik Tela because there's a mitzvah to kill him. That's what I would have thought. Revel says that's not true. They're two separate and distinct dinim, and they have different zeres akasavs. They have different sources for the dinim. There's, first of all, separately and distinctly, there is a ein lo damim, meaning there is a ptur, an exemption, that if you kill a bab machteres, or if you kill a rodef, your pater, ein lo damim, there's no accountability for killing him. That's first of all. Second of all, and unrelated, entirely unrelated, is the fact that it's nitan latzil benasho. By rodef, there's a mitzvah to kill the rodef, a separate din, not related to the first din. It's not that the second din causes the first din. They're two distinct dinim. Was that clear or not clear? It's important to have for going forward. Okay, two separate and distinct dinim. There's a mitzvah to kill a rodef, and then separately and distinctly, there's also a ptur on having killed him. So you have the context based on this. Rav Elbel explains that difficult Rambam that we started with. Yachal ahatzel bechem evarav, but lo tarach, and rather he kills him. So he's shofir tamim, he's chayiv misa, but Basin is not going to kill him. How do you have this middle ground where he's killed? It's considered a rizicha. LMI, we're not going to give him a chayiv misa for killing. He's a murderer. He's not a murderer. What does that mean? So Rav Elbel explains, no, it's like this. Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul is saying that if a person has the ability to be matzel bechem evarav and not kill the rodef, so then the nitan latzil benasho disappears. The nitan latzil benasho disappears. It's only nitan latzil benasho. You're only supposed to kill a rodef if you have no other option. But les brera, if I can't shoot him in the kneecaps, so I have to shoot him in the head. It's my only shot that I have. But the second that you're able to take him down in a different way without utilizing the nitan latzil benasho, so that din of nitan latzil benasho disappears. But that's one din. The other din of ein lo damim still exists. The guy is still a gavra ketela al pidin. He still has a chal shame in him of a gavra ketela because ain lo damim. A rodev is mafkir his damim. That's true regardless of whether you have a mitzvah to kill him or not. So Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul says there's a mitzvah to kill, but bechi I got and that nitin latzil benafsho, that mitzvah disappears. Okay, but the din of ain lo damim still applies. Says the Rambam, if you do go ahead and kill the guy, it's true that you're going to have a chi of misa, but that's a misa b'dei shamayim. It's not going to be neherag alav in the beis din, because at the end of the day, there was still a heter, there was still a ptur, I should say, there's still a ptur of ein lo damim, that the guy's blood is worthless, and therefore you're pater on having killed him. So the Rav Elbel creates this in-between case with his brilliant mahalach, that you can do away with one din and still the other din. You do away with the nitin letzil benafsho, but there's still a din of ein lo damim, and therefore you're pater, even though you did commit a maisa ritzicha in having killed him when it was yachal hatzel b'achem evarav. What's amazing is the way that Rav Elbel proves this is from our Rambam. The way Rav Elbel proves this Yisod in Geneva, again, Tess. Geneva. Tess Zion. So if you look at this, you'll see it's unbelievable. Habab machteres, bein b'yom, bein b'layla, ein lo damim. Elim hargo balabayis oshar ha'adam turim. So what did the Rambam just teach us? If someone's bab machteres and he ends up getting shot, everyone's pater for shooting him, whether you're the balabayis or whether you're a stam observer, right? Then the Rambam continues. Virishus yesh lekol lahargo beimichol beimshabes b'chol misa shechol misa shenemar ein lo damim. The Rambam continues and says, "What? There's a rishus. There's a din of nitin latzil benasho. There's a rishus to kill the guy. So this is one din. No, there's one din that there's a rishus to kill the guy, and obviously there's a rishus to kill him. You're pater for killing him. No, but the Rambam splits it up into two dinim. Forget about the period. It's two dinim. Habav machter is your pater if you kill him, and then rishus to kill him. So first of all, there's why are they two dinim? It's one din. Second of all, they're out of order. If you want to tell me nicha, you say rishus lechol lahargo, and therefore pater. Even if it's two dinim, one leads to the other, right? Meaning the fact that there's rishus to kill him leads to the fact there's a ptur. Elamai, Rebel says, no, you see the Rambam saying black on white, what he just developed. It's mamish mefurish in the Rambam here. It's habab machteres ein lo damim. There's a ptur, one din. Separately and distinctly, not tali habha at all, because it comes second, if logically it would come first otherwise. There's also a din of rishus, yesh lakol lahargo. There's also a din of rishus that you're allowed to kill the guy that there's a nitan latzil benasho, by rodef, that's a mitzvah, by habab machteres, that's something else, to rishus. But they're two separate and distinct dinim. One is not tully in the other, and that's why Ravel was able to develop that you could have separate, you could separate them, you could divorce them in certain cases, like Hanitin Latzil Benasho, Be'ech Mevarav. Just to note, the Rambam is very meduyak. It's not a chiddush, but it's just very clear the way Ravel puts it. It's meduyak that the Rambam quotes for us, Habam Machlars Ben Biyom Ben Malayla in Lodamim. So if you kill him, you're pater. Then the Rambam says, V'rishus Yesh Lakol Lahargo, Bein Bechol Bein Beshabbos. What the Rambam did there is he only told us those exceptions, meaning we needed limudim for this. Chol and Shabbos, we thought Shabbos would be an exception. A limud that Shabbos exists. So the Rambam here is bavorning that kasha and saying Shabbos is also included in the license to kill, correct? But the Rambam specifically puts that in Rishus. Meaning, what if let's say we didn't have a drush of damim, ein lo damim, plural, Shabbos and Chol. Let's say a taka was usser for the Baal HaBayis to kill the Bav Machteres on Shabbos. He breaks in on Shabbos, says, good Shabbos, I'm going to rob you blind now. And the guy says, okay, what can I do? I can't kill him. And he says, you know what? This is ridiculous. I'm going to kill him. He's a Bav Machteres, he's in my house. I don't care about Shabbos, I'm going to kill him. Nish Shabbos Guret. So he kills the Ganav. Is he Chayev for killing the Ganav? There was no Rishus to kill him. So if the whole tour, like you would have thought from Shlomo Eger that the Rebbe was quoting, if the whole tour of Ein Lo Damim stems from, it's novea from the fact that there's a rishus to kill him, so then when there's no rishus to kill him, there's no ptur. But if no, the ptur and the rishus are two different dinim. There could be a ptur of Ein Lo Damim even when there's no rishus, there's no license to kill. So even if it was usher to kill him on Shabbos, if the guy violated a din, he'd be a mechal Shabbos. But he wouldn't be a rotzeach who's chayiv misa v'rotzicha. He'd be Mechal Shabbos. He did the wrong thing on Shabbos, yeah. But he didn't do Ritzicha in the fullest sense that he's going to be Chayiv Misa for Ritzicha because it's still a Ptur of Ein Lo Damim. So the Rambam is very careful. This is what Revelvel, it fits perfectly with what Revelvel said. The Rambam is very careful that it's not Habab Machtaris Bein B'Yom Bein B'Layla. Bein B'Shabbos Bein B'Chol. If you kill him, you're Pater. No, it's Pasha that you'd be Pater. Pater is across the board. The Chiddush of the Gemara was that there's even a Rishus to kill him on Shabbos. But even without the Rishus, you would have been Pater on Shabbos for killing the Bab Machtaris. So when we started, we said there's a distinction between the Rodef and the Bav Machteres. We pointed to a few of those distinctions. And then one of the differences we noted, the major fundamental difference we noted, is the mitzvah versus the rishus. So we said, by the Rodef, you have limudim. There's a tour of Ein Lo Damim, fine. And then there's a limud of, let's say, Ein Moshiyallah, by Naran Rasa, hekish to Rodef, that there's a mitzvah to kill him. Where does the din to kill the Bav Machteres come from? It's not a mitzvah to rishus, but where does that come from? Where does that stem from? What's the driving force behind that din of killing him? So apparently for the Rambam, the din of killing him, the ptur of killing him comes from the pasuk Ein Lo Damim. The din of killing him, the rishus lahargo of the Bav Machteres, apparently comes from mitzvah's essay Reish Lamentes, that there's a din in Gneva that a ganef whose Bav Machteres is killed, there's a rishus lahargo that comes from the din of Ganav Sheba, that one of the cases of Ganav is Bav Machteres, and he's Mischayev Benafsho if he's Bav Machteres, and that's the Rishus Lahargo. But the din to kill him, it's not the regular case of Nitin Latzil Benafsho. This is the important point. The din to kill above machteris doesn't stem from the same place the rodef was. By rodef, the din is nitan latzil b'nafsho, you're allowed to kill him, and you have to kill him. By bab machteris, it's not nitan latzil b'nafsho, it's not a din hatzalas on nirdaf. The fact that you can kill above machteris has nothing to do with saving the nirdaf. You will also save the nirdaf, but that's not the driving force between the heter to kill him. The driving force behind the heter to kill him is the fact that he's above machteris and he's chayiv misa midina geneva shabo, which is why the Rambam puts it in Hilchos Geneva. Which is why the Rambam in Reish Lamedtes includes it in the Dine Geneva as well. Good so far? That's also why there was a Havinan Shabbos. You couldn't do it because it's a din in Onshin. That's where So it's interesting. There's a din on Nun Zayin, and it's quoted in the Rambam in Hilchos Tzeach Perek Aleph, that a rodef is nitin latzil b'nafsho, unless it's nitin lahatzil b'echem eivarev. If it's efshar lahatzil b'echem eivarev, it's aser to kill him. Does that din apply to a bab machteris? So if it doesn't show up in the Gemara. If you think rodef and bab machteris are the same sugya, so then why wouldn't it apply? It's all the same dinim. But you see differences, you see discrepancies. We already proved from the Rambam and Rashi that they're very distinct. Rambam especially, how distinct the two sugyas are. The Rambam and the Gemara never ever quote such a din of Efshar Lahatzel Be'echad Me'evarav, Yachal Lahatzel Be'echad Me'evarav by bab machteris. So what's the pshat in that? Why is it different? So maybe the pshat is gufa, what Revelvel told us. Gufa from Revelvel is like this. The din of Yonasan ben Shaul about Efshar Lahatzel Be'echad Me'evarav, that din is that the mitzvah of Nitan Lahatzilo, the mitzvah of Hatzalos HaNirdaf, does not apply b'makom, you're able to take out his legs. You can't kill someone if you're able to take out his legs. There's a mitzvah, generally there's a din of Hatzalos HaNirdaf b'chaye harodev, but in a case where you're able to cut out his legs, you can't utilize that din. Okay, now let's fast forward to Bab Machteris. By Bab Machteris, so there's a din of tur, fine. What about the mitzvah to save him? So if you're able to shoot his legs, why should you be able to shoot his head, right? Wrong. Why? Because the din to kill the Bab Machteris is not to stop him from hurting the Nirdaf. The din is not Hatzalas HaNirdaf. The din is that a Bab Machteris is mischayiv v'misa. It's midina hageneva, that such a person is nitin to kill him. Even if there was no Hatzalas HaNirdaf, it would be nitan to kill him. So the Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul's din combats that mitzvah, that din of Hatzalas HaNirdaf. It says, don't be matzal the Nirdaf by killing the rodef, b'makom that you could hurt him instead. But it doesn't have anything to do, it doesn't speak to, it's not on the same page as the din of Rishus Laharga by Bab Machteris. Because the Rishus Laharga by Bab Machteris comes from somewhere else. It comes from the idea that he's chayiv and onish of Misa for being a Bab Machteris. Whether you could shoot his legs or not, the Misa, the onish that he's mischayiv in, the same way that if you're able to shoot his legs, you wouldn't do that instead of making him pay kefil. So you can't shoot his legs instead of killing him. Or, I mean, you could. You just don't have to. There's a reshus to kill him in the very same way, because the reshus comes from something else entirely. It comes from the fact that he's mischayiv in his onesh as a ganef habab of machteris, nothing to do with nitan etzatzil b'nafsho of hatzalas anirdath. And all of that whole mahalach, again, Revelvel doesn't say that, that's what I'm adding, that Revelvel's mahalach very, very beautifully and, I think, accurately accounts for this discrepancy between Harodev and Abab Machteris as well. That the exception of Yachal Hatzah Be'ech Me'evarav doesn't apply by Abab Machteris because it doesn't start with the same din of Misa, it starts with a din of Onesh. And the Onesh applies even if you're able to take out his legs. Okay, and then everything, if you go back and look it over and then learn the sugi again, hopefully you'll see more of it. But all of the discrepancies, Shabbos and the Rambam putting it in Sefer HaMitzvos in Onesh Geneva and Hilchos Geneva, the Rishus versus the Mitzvah, the fact that we need Xeris HaKasev to allow others to kill and not just the Baal HaBayis, all of this is Olav HaKana Echad, that we're dealing with something entirely different over here, the Bab Machteris. We're Kovei Hashem Rodef in him. We give him Hashem Rodef, but he's not a Rodef. We just give him the dinam of Rodef, which is why you need to learn each one separately. That's why the Mishnah we started with, that's what the Mishnah calls it, Nidan Hashem Sofa. It's not the same Parsha. He's Nidan Hashem Sofa that he might, or he will, come to kill. But it's not a Rodef Mamish. It's a separate sugi entirely. Yeah, maybe just a few short ha'aras. So this Dani and Moshe asked about during Seder. The Gemara is going to tell us that there's the reason why we know that you're able to kill Bab Machteris. Amar Rava, my time of the Machteris. There's a chazaka that a guy is not going to stand up for himself. Again, that's the Rambam didn't learn it that way, but there's a chazaka the guy is not going to stand up for himself, and he's not going to stand idly by while he takes his cash. And then the Ganef is going to say to himself, if I break into this house, this guy's going to fight. If he does, I'm going to kill him. Torah says in Balahargo. And Rashi gives the pshat and the chazaka, which is basically what it sounds like from the Gemara, that the chazaka is that the Baal HaBayis is going to defend himself, and therefore a chazaka that the ganef is going to kill the Baal HaBayis. Correct? That's the chazaka. The Ran, and really the Yad Ramahaz is also, the Ran says a totally different approach to what the chazaka is. I'll read it to you. The Ran says, V'kaila pai katlin alei. Says Rashi's pshat is so difficult. It's not true that every ganav who comes in the middle of the night is ready to kill. Some ganavim, they're good guys. They just need a little bit of cash. So they break into a house. If they see a Baal HaBayis and they see the Baal HaBayis is going to defend himself, they're not going to shoot him. They're going to run away. They're not trying to get involved. The iskin afashos. V'kai Baal HaBayis lape v'shakam amone miyad ganav lo katzel. He's going to kill him. The lo yachal ganav l'mignav lezel anav. He's going to run away. No. El Baal HaBayis. He flips the chazaka. Baal HaBayis hua omid kenegdo al menas laharog. Says the Ran, the chazaka is like this. The chazaka is that if you break into my house in the middle of the night, I'm going to kill you. The Baal HaBayis is going to kill the ganav. If you break into my house in the middle of the night, I'm going to pull a gun out, I'm going to pull out my bat, I'm going to pull out my taser, I'm going to get you down, and then I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you to save my money. That's the chazaka. Im lo yaneach losa kelim yad. If you don't give me back my money right now, I'm going to shoot you. She'aval b'she'eno bedin lahargo. That's an important line, because if you look in the footnotes in the Ran, the Achronim do struggle with how is it mutter for Baal HaBayis to kill a ganav? It's not we don't kill ganavim usually. So how does the starting point that there's a chazaka that he's going to kill the ganav? So and I think they quoted David Pivarsky or something that gave an answer to that why it's mutter, why you're allowed to. I think Derech Yam also had an riches about this. The Achronim deal with this, but lechora the Ran's not saying that. He's saying eno bedin. It's not mutter. I'm not saying this guy's a good guy. He shouldn't kill the ganav, but we know he's ganav. We know the chazaka that if a guy gets robbed in the middle of the night in his house, he's going to shoot the guy who broke and entered. So al bisha eno bedin lahar go al kach chazaka shein al demam and atzma mono. There's a chazaka that you're going to kill the ganif. The ganif shehu yodeya, again, it always gets to the same place for Rashi and the Ran. The ganif shehu yodeya zeh, he knows that you're going to kill me because you owe me kinegdo al iskinafaj is owe me. So he knows that he's involved in warfare right now. Wait, so what is, one second, so says the Ran, so why isn't the Baal HaBayis the rodev? He's the one who really is going to kill first. No. The who shehiskel b'meriva. The ganif is the one who decided to break in. It's true the Baal HaBayis is the first one in psychology that we're starting from him, that he's going to be willing to kill the ganif. That's true. But it's the ganif's fault for breaking this house. If he would have walked past the house and not gone in, he wouldn't be getting killed right now. Who hiskel b'meriva u'bab machteres asal kasav rodev v'amar she'in lo damim. So because he was the one who started this whole fight, he's going to be considered the rodev. But lemaisa, psychologically and chronologically, the whole chazaka begins with the fact that we have a chazaka that the Baal HaBayis is going to be ready to and definitely kill the ganav. Yeah? So that's different than Rashi. Rashi said it starts with the fact that the ganav is ready to kill. The Ran says it starts with the fact that the Baal HaBayis is ready to kill. So when we learned this, we had Akasha, the Hemshech HaGemar is going to tell us that there's a difference between a son and a father, right? Bar Lecha Keshemesh, if you know for sure with certainty that the person is coming to kill you, then you can kill him. If you know with certainty the person is not coming to kill you, you can't kill him. The examples the Gemara gives, it's not the only examples, but the examples, the Gemara says that itself, right? There's the, I forgot his name, Rav Chanina ben somebody who's not the father, but has Rachmei Av. So the examples are father and son. If a son, says the Gemara, breaks into the father's house, so then whatever, a son, we expect, if he's down and he needs the money, he's going to kill his father. So the same chazak applies, and the father can kill the son in order to defend himself. He's going to defend his property himself. He can kill back because he knows it's not his property. He can defend himself because he knows the son is going to be willing to kill him. But if a father breaks into the son's house, Rach meha'av ala ben, maybe he's down in the dumps, maybe he needs some cash, maybe he's just in it for the thrill of it, I don't know. But he's breaking into his son's house. He's not going to kill his son. Avadah is not going to kill his son. The chazaka doesn't apply in such a case. The son, therefore, can't kill the father because there's no chazaka that the father would have killed the son, the father being the ganef, the son being the Baal HaBayis. Yeah? How does that work for the Ran? If the case is one in which the father is breaking into the son's house, so the father is tunneling in. The son is the Baal HaBayis. Sorry, you have to say it right. The son is, I'm not saying the kash first, I'm saying the one that works with. The son is the Baal HaBayis. So there's a chazaka that the son is going to kill the father. He doesn't care that it's his father. He'll kill him. That's the Ran talking. So now there's a case of pikul nefesh. Of course the father's going to shoot back. That's fine. That works. What about the other case? Let's say the son is digging into the father's house. So Rashi will say, Bivada, the son is going to be willing to kill the father, and therefore the father can kill the son, the Baal HaBayis will kill the ganif. But if the son is digging into the father's house, the father's the Baal HaBayis, the Ran says the starting point is that the Baal HaBayis is going to kill the Ganif. It's his son. So it doesn't get off the ground. The father is not going to kill the Ganif. He won't do that. It's his son. He's not going to kill his son. So how does it turn around and say then the son's going to defend himself and then there's a heter to kill him? It doesn't work. For the Ran, it doesn't work. So that's what we were bothered by during Seder. We were bothered by this in the Ran. Later we saw it in the footnotes in the Yad HaRamah. They quote from Ran Lim Steinman two Teirutzim to this. So, and one of them, Dani and Moshe were mechaben too, but just in Svara, we'll spell it out. So the first possibility is like this. If the son is digging to the father, it's true. Generally speaking, we say a father won't kill a son. Meaning if a father is so down in the dumps that he needs a little cash, he'll break into his son's house and steal the money. But he's not such a rusher that he's going to kill his son in order to get some cash. He'll go to another house and kill someone maybe. He's not going to kill his son. But in a case where the son dug into the father's house in the middle of the night, the father wakes up and he's scared out of his mind that there's a ganav in his house. So then, Rachamei Ha'av only goes so far. He's not going to proactively break into his son's house and kill his son in cold blood. But if his son has the audacity to break into his house, wielding a weapon and trying to rob him, you know, point blank like that, then the father, okay, Ad Kan Rachamei Ha'av, at this point I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill this guy. I'm going to kill this kid. You know, how many times he said it over the course of his life. Now he really means it. I'm going to kill this kid. He broke into my house in the middle of the night stealing my stuff, then I'll kill him. B'chiyat God, that the father's proactively digging in, nobody suspects that he's going to kill Rachamei Ha'av on the son. He would never kill him. Okay, but if the son breaks into my home in the middle of the night and I'm really upset, I'm really tired, in the middle of the night, I was sleeping, so he's going to kill the son. He's going to kill the son in that case. So the Ran's chazaka is still saved. That's the first tarts he gave. The second tarts he gave is a little more technical. He said, no, avada, rachmei ha'av are forever. A father will never, ever, ever kill a son. Absolutely not. But when a son digs into his father's house in the middle of the night, holding a gun, he probably expects his father to kill him. He doesn't know how strong, he doesn't have the same type of feelings. He doesn't know how strong his father's rachmanis is. So when he digs into his father's home in the middle of the night, he's expecting his father to kill him. Oh, if he's expecting his father to kill him, that means he's also ready to do war. It means he's ready to kill, to shoot back. So it's true that the chazaka for the Ran doesn't get started because we don't have the chazaka that the father's going to stand up for himself and kill the son. But it's the same result, even for the Ran, that the son is coming in premeditated because he thinks that the father's going to be willing to kill him. He's premeditated, he's calculated, he knows that he's willing to shoot to kill when he breaks into the house now. And therefore, the same din will apply, that if there's the son tunneling into the father's house, then it's barur that this is a case of ein lo damim, the same way that would be true according to Rashi. So those are the two teirutzim that Rabbi Steinman gave. Again, I think it's in Ayel Sashachar. I think they quoted from Ayel Sashachar in the footnotes in the Yad HaRamah. I want to make one more ha'ara, but let's leave it for tomorrow. So we'll stop here. So a little bit of an overview on Abav Machteres, a ha'ara and the Chazaka. Tomorrow we'll try to at least briefly talk about Kimli Rab Minei, the Baal Mor Ramban. I don't know if we'll get to the Ketzos and Marashal, but we'll see what time allows, given that we're capping it at tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Okay.